culture is not a luxury. It's just as important as health, education and employment, which was one of the statements made by the politician involving me. So what does that really mean then, if we are, as I think we would like to see that happen, what does that really mean for us as individual leaders then?
Okay, well, we, I suppose, started off by concentrating on the misunderstanding of the word culture, because if you understand culture as life, which is what it is, and everyone in this room knows that, it's how we live, then, you know, life isn't a luxury. The argument becomes incredibly easy to sell, communicate and understand. So certainly where I come from, luxury or culture is considered a luxury, and I'm actually, when I go back, one of my actions is going to be trying to get a new job, because I'm losing my job because I work for an organisation where the arts is a luxury. There's no more money, so sorry, it's over. Like, that's the reality. So that's one of my personal actions, to get a new job. So I suppose we really kind of felt that we have to communicate as cultural. It's quite basic. Hey guys, you know, it isn't just about the arts, it's everything. And once people in the mainstream understand that, it makes this very, very simple. So really advocacy and communication is the key. We also felt that we as a profession maybe aren't taken as seriously as we should be. I certainly feel that anyway. A lot of the time you think, oh, the crazy arts one, and what's she up to? And like, I don't work in an arts organisation. I work in an urban regeneration context, so I'm working with people from many different professions. And, you know, they view you in a certain way. And I suppose we talked about maybe the importance of elevating our profession, because as cultural managers, we need to be getting in between the cracks of all professions and trying to pull everything together.
So how do you do that, Dara?
Well, we talked about, I suppose, forming some kind of an association, or a sort of a, you know, maybe to set up a bunch of sort of, I suppose, beliefs that we all sign up to, that we all try and implement in our own countries. But also, I think in order to do that, we have to get together on an annual or maybe every 2 years basis and actually talk, touch base with people. And I think there's a role for the British Council there, possibly. They're in all these countries all over the world. They're investing all this money in us as leaders. Why not sort of follow through and maybe, you know, give us the opportunity and the platform to get together every so often. So I think if our profession is considered, taken more seriously, it just makes our job a little bit easier. I can't remember what else.
Just one.
Oh yeah, you know, just in terms of individuals going back to their own countries, what they're going to do. I mean, most people said that, like the other groups, they were going to share with their peer groups, talk about what we're talking about here, and maybe use social media to sort of stay in contact and communicate with each other. And we also talked about just the importance of us showing the impact of our work, quantitatively and qualitatively, to again try and just, I suppose, be taken a little bit more seriously than many of us are.
Okay, that's great.
So